Brooke, good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's always good to start off with some good news, and especially after the election. I think people are sort of in that, you know, they're in a daze sort of. You know, a lot of people, there are, certainly are some people celebrating,
yeah, some people
who like
ecstatic
Donald
about it,
Trump.
Sure.
But in New Mexico in particular, there's this, people are sort of in a daze. And so it's really nice to celebrate some good news. And our governor, Susana Martinez, was celebrating a couple of good things this week. One of them related to education.
Yeah, she came down and visited us earlier this week. And her and the new superintendent of Las Cruces Public Schools, Mr. Ewing, Gregory Ewing, who's coming to us from Kolb County, Georgia, where he spent 3 decades there.
Wow.
In a very big school district. Those two went and visited University Hills Elementary School, and they honored the school because it was the top performing school in the summer Scholastic Reading Challenge that the governor has.
That's really great. I mean, to think that Las Cruces School is tops in the state and is wonderful news.
So exactly, exactly.
Really good. And it is important for kids to read and do other things in the summertime. We always hear about when you don't have learning in the summer, that it kind of makes it harder to get started again in the fall.
No, it sure does. Yeah. It sure does. And sometimes you let up. And the summer's a really good time to hit the books or hit the screen.
Absolutely.
You read online. And I do have breaking news or a scoop for you that
okay.
no one else has about Dr. Ewing, our new superintendent. Apparently, he is a rabid Pittsburgh Steelers fan, just like myself.
Like you.
I got that from someone who was on hand who spoke to him personally.
So you will get along.
Yes.
Well, Governor Martinez, after making this good announcement, also went down into the southern part of Doñana County for some more good news.
Yeah, Santa Teresa, which has grown a lot in the last 10, 15 years. Valley Cold Storage, which has facilities up here in Cruces in the Mesilla Park area, they're opening up a nice facility down there in Santa Teresa. And so that's helping that area grow even more jobs. And has to do, you know, Union Pacific has their big intermodal yard down there. And Valley Cold Storage, they hold vegetables and
Any
stuff like that.
Anytime we can get more jobs, that's great news.
Definitely,
all right.
For sure.
Moving along to New Mexico State University now, and NMSU Chancellor Dr. Gary Carruthers issued a statement this week saying that the university would not use the designation Sanctuary Campus, even though there are many supportive policies that the university has, that they don't want to use this term. But there's still a fight for this and a petition drive for this, right?
There sure is. And Dr. Carruthers has to walk a very careful line with this. You know, they can't be a sanctuary campus because, you know, they don't want to keep federal, you know, agents and stuff from visiting the campus because that could really hurt funding and everything, as we know. But also they want to show that they're very open to all kinds of students from all different backgrounds, and they don't, you know, have a, you know, you don't have to prove your citizenship to apply to NMSU and everything. So
that's right.
He's really trying to walk that fine line. But we haven't heard the end of this.
No, we will hear more about it. Okay, another thing we'll hear more about is the soundstage for the city of Las Cruces that moved forward this week.
Yeah, the city council has voted they're going to go forward with the project and to negotiate with people to get a location for that soundstage and to go forward with it. There's been talk about them working with Film Las Cruces as being the people to sort of run the production. That hasn't happened just yet. There's still talk about that. Mayor Miyagashima, I think, was the only one who voted against it because he wanted that included right away. But the soundstage seems like it's going to be a going concern, and hopefully the film business and Cruces will get up and running.
Anything for more jobs. All right, moving along, we have in your arts and entertainment section a local band.
Yeah, the Gold Hearted Crows. And a gentleman I used to work with at the Sun News, Christopher Schertz, is one of the members of this band. And they've sort of come together and started playing and met each other. I think one of the gentlemen, or two of them at least, have worked here at NMSU.
What kind of music?
It's a variety of kind of music, everything from sort of like classic rock type of stuff to their own stuff.
Okay.
And they've played all around, and they're having an album coming out pretty soon.
Wow.
And we have all the information about where they're going to have a live party. And
maybe we can get them on the KRWG Music
Spotlight.
It
seems like a very neat band, and local boys do well.
All right. And finally, in our last 30 seconds, play that we've mentioned. You're going to get to see this, and you have a feature on it.
Exactly, The Wizard of Oz. Very interesting, and I'm going to get to see it here soon. And our reviewer, Mike Cook, gave it rave reviews. Do not miss, he says. So
right?
I'm excited to look. They have two different Totos, from what I understand. They switch them out, who've been practicing.
Live dogs on stage. We love it. We love it. Brooke Stockburger is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every week. Those stories and much more in tomorrow's Bulletin. Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Fred.